niching down ultimately was the best option for me because it helped me find further purpose in my business. And then it also helped me clearly communicate to the people who actually wanted my services.
Welcome to the Profitable Graphic Designer Podcast. My name is Katie Sandel, and this episode was brought to you by Aventive Academy, an online business education platform that helps brand, graphic, and web designers get more clients, increase their pricing, and build a profitable design business. We have online programs, courses, and templates that you can use, and you can find out more about starting and growing your freelance design business at AventiveAcademy.com. Welcome to the Profitable Graphic Designer Podcast. We're so excited to have you. Could you introduce yourself and let our audience know who you are, what you do, and who you help?
Yeah, well, first, thank you for having me. My name is Faith Rodriguez. I am a marketing strategist, a brand stylist, and the founder of Faith Elizabeth Marketing. I have a Master's of Science in Digital Marketing and Analytics from St. Edward's University in Austin, as well as I'm a licensed esthetician. So I can do facials, waxing, lash extensions, things like that. So I am a solo designer and marketer, and Faith Elizabeth Marketing is all about, you know, empowering licensed beauty professionals and helping them boost their books and build their authority in the industry.
Perfect. I love that. It's so specific and so different. Yeah. So our topic today is how to fine-tune your niche and get your best clients yet, which is perfect because you have such a clear niche for your business. I saw that you started out as an esthetician, then you were in the marketing world, then you started your business. Can you walk us through that career journey for you and what that was like?
So my early 20s was all about finding myself professionally and what I wanted to do. I had that typical checklist. My family was very academically driven. So it wasn't a second thought of, if you're going to college, it's when and where you're going to college. And so I went to college and then immediately became a sales manager. And I did that for a couple of years. And I essentially was like, this can't be it, right? Like, this just doesn't feel fulfilling for me. So I ended up having like a quarter life crisis decision about 2 years into sales management. And
when you say you were a sales manager, what were you selling?
So I was a sales manager at a department store. So okay. I worked at a large department store and I thought that I was going to do the cosmetic retail side of things. So I was going to, you know, run the cosmetic side because I always did have a passion for cosmetics. It was just about finding how I was going to make that work, you know? So that was my initial idea. And I ended up just not loving it. Retail just was not necessarily my passion. So yeah, I ended up just applying for esthetician school, which I knew that I always wanted to do, and also my master's. And again, in the quarter life decision, I was just kind of like, let's see what works. Let's see what I get accepted to. And I got accepted to both. And so I was kind of like, okay, well now I have to make,
what do I do now?
Yes, I have to make that decision. So I ended up going to esthetician school, which in most states takes about 6 months. It took me about 5 or 6 months. And then I had 1 week between esthetician school and my master's orientation. So I used my esthetician degree to get me through my master's. And then I started working with, you know, spa owners in the area while I was also doing my master's and working as an esthetician. And that's kind of how I fell into this business.
Okay, that sounds great. So how did you start offering branding and marketing services as a freelancer? Because now I'm like, it just feels like disconnected. Like, what made you decide to choose a niche at all? And like, how did you transition? How did you went from an esthetician to offering branding and marketing services?
I wish that it was a super logical approach, but honestly, at the time I was just flowing with the punches and I was still really trying to figure out who I was professionally. And so I was taking opportunities as I was getting them. And as I was working as an esthetician, I started building my network in the town that I was in. And that's where I started to you know, get to know spa owners and people who had that kind of authority in my town. You know, it wasn't like a huge town, but there was enough of them that I was able to start working with mm-hmm. them. And they did trust me with marketing because I did have the credibility that I was going in my master's and all that education, good stuff. But it was really sitting down with the owners of the spas and the salons and finding my passion that way. And that was really how I found my niche initially.
Basically helping them grow.
Definitely. Definitely. Yeah. It was about helping them grow and, you know, assessing their current marketing strategies, their current branding, and seeing where, you know, they could
improve. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So in your case, you had a background in the beauty industry. So this niche was such a natural fit for you. Do you think it's that easy for a lot of freelance designers? Like, their niche is something they already know and love, or they have to figure that out as they go? What would you say?
Yeah. So I feel like my niche was natural, but it wasn't necessarily easy. I feel like in the beginning stages of my business, pride did get in the way of, oh, I don't want to niche down because I can serve everybody. And if you're listening to this, you know that anybody would be lucky to have you serving them and their branding or graphic design needs. Like, that's just our mentality. And that's the type of mentality that you have to have as a business owner. But niching down ultimately was the best option for me because it helped me find further purpose in my business. And then it also helped me clearly communicate to the people who actually wanted my services.
Yeah. And eventually, like, it helped you become an expert in that one field, and then also position yourself as an expert. Because so I was a graphic designer. I started offering branding and web design services for everyone and anyone. Like, I did packaging design for a knife company, to logos for construction companies, to websites for skincare lines, like everything. And it wasn't, I don't know, like just a few years ago when I actually decided to specialize and niche down. And now we provide branding services for skincare lines and wellness product-based businesses only. And basically it really, like, truly helped us become, like, provide real value for those clients versus just here's design and now you have to figure it out on your own, you know? So I think that that helps as well when someone specializes and chooses their niche. And as you mentioned, we feel kind of like afraid of specializing in that one niche. Like, what if you lose the rest of the clients? But you actually get amazing, bigger and better clients by specializing because they already expect to spend money on us as they're looking for an expert and not just for another graphic designer, web designer, marketing specialist.
Yeah. And it's so interesting that you had mentioned, like, even just the different projects that you were doing, because I feel like niching down my business, one, I had to niche down like two areas. So the first part was niching down my client. And for me, that did come naturally. The second part was niching down my services that I provided. And that was a struggle because I wanted to do everything. I wanted to offer them social media management and give them new branding and give them a new website and do everything for them. And for my clients, it was great. But then I ultimately ended up watering down my services and my passion. And so I would say the hardest part for me in niching down was actually niching down my services, because that was really whenever my ego stepped in and was like, wait, I can do everything. But the reality is it just wasn't working for me or my clients. So I feel like I got better clients and better feedback whenever I actually niched down my services within my niche, if that makes sense.
Yes, totally. So what services exactly do you offer now?
Yeah. So previously I would offer like management, long-term marketing management, as well as design packages. Now I offer branding design, website design, and strategy sprints. So basically I replaced my monthly strategy services with sprints where we spend 3 to 5 hours just one day going through and doing like a really deep dive of what you need to be working on and what you can implement. So that's all that I
offer. It's kind of like branding and marketing strategy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah. So once you established your niche, what changed in your business? Were you able to get more clients or make more money?
Yeah. So like I mentioned, I ended up niching down way further than I thought I would, both in services and in clients. So I was nervous to niche down. Now I only work with estheticians and licensed beauty professionals who are gearing up for growth. So I kind of cut out the large spas and salons and work with people who are ready to scale. And what has changed for me is I'm able to better communicate to those clients. And whenever I get leads, I ultimately have a better conversion rate of them becoming clients, which is great because that means that my ad dollars are going further. My marketing is not in vain, you know? So if I put out a video or social media content, ultimately I am seeing a return. Whereas previously, I felt like I was kind of throwing spaghetti at the wall and just hoping that somebody would be like, hey, I want your service. And now it's very purposeful. So I feel like niching down has really helped me in that way. And that's how my business has changed.
Yeah, because potential clients understand that you're talking directly to them and not to everyone.
Yes.
Like, so they resonate with your messaging, with your videos, with your content.
Yeah, it completely takes away from any type of confusion or like watered down aspects that my marketing might have had before. And it's very purposeful. So when somebody sees an ad on Facebook for me, or, you know, if I reach out to them on LinkedIn or anything like that, they know that it's for them. They know that I'm basically their resource. And I also do that by providing free value and, you know, like through YouTube and just different type of freebies, you know, but it's specifically for my client. It's not just anybody in the beauty industry. It's specifically for someone who's ready to scale to the next level.
I love that. And like, just one more example from my personal experience is that when we decided to specialize, to niche down for, and to work with wellness product-based businesses only and skincare lines. So in the past, we had these freebies like download logo inspiration book, something that never worked well because a logo inspiration, you can just go to Google. But now when we have, it's the same thing, but it says for wellness product-based businesses, people are downloading like super quickly. And then they end up on our email list. And then eventually, you know, they become clients. It's so much easier. And my next question for you would be if your marketing got easier once you had a clear niche, but I feel like you don't have to answer to that as you just did.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that it just got more powerful. I wouldn't necessarily say it's easier and I get to sit down at my computer and say, oh, in 15 minutes, everything's done because I know what I'm doing. It just is more intentional. And my best advice for niching down, if you're not really sure where to start, is go to your business values and your mission statement. Start there and really look at where you're passionate about and where you're most comfortable showing up. Because that's whenever my marketing got more powerful. And that's whenever I was able to get better leads versus what I was putting out. Because I feel like previously, before I got really serious about my niche, I was just putting out a lot and not getting a whole lot of leads. And it's kind of flipped. So
yeah, definitely. So how do you get clients to your business now? Do you find them or do they come to you?
A little bit of both. So the funny thing about working in a professional area where people are business and also the beauty industry is very competitive. So I have people who have used me that will go to their graves, will never speak my name because they do not want anybody to find out that that's what, you know, they used. And so I would say referrals come in waves. And so it's a little bit of both. And I don't just wait for the clients to come in. Now that I've niched down, I continue to speak to the same clients over and over because essentially, you know, I think it's a proven statistic now that people need about 7 times of seeing you before they're ready to purchase. So it's all about showing up in different areas and building that trust so that they can, you know, essentially book with you. And my clients, they do need that level of trust because they're getting ready to grow. And it's scary to grow your business and invest all that money initially when you've never done it before. So that's really what I focus on is just showing up to the same people in as many ways that I can.
Are you showing up on social media or you write blogs? And which social media platforms do you use mostly to get clients?
Yeah, so I feel like my best leads, honestly, I don't get a whole lot from there, but honestly, my best leads have come from YouTube videos. People who are looking for beauty business marketing tips are ready to take that next step. So if they see me and it's a video content, you know, that they're willing to listen to, they have built a trust with me that they're ready to take the next step. I show up on LinkedIn, YouTube, and Instagram mostly. I love TikTok, but you know, TikTok is still just one of those things where I'm in the testing phase, always testing. And then ultimately trying to guide them down the customer journey and the marketing funnel from that initial point of contact. So trying to retarget them with an ad maybe, or you know, the freebies and your emails, things like that. So really just trying to show up and build that credibility. I used to do blogs, but I feel like I've really just fallen off with it. So yeah, so mostly social media and video content is where I initially find leads.
Yeah, and it's hard to do it all at once. So you have to focus on a few that work the best and then, you know, test the rest or just put them on the side.
Absolutely. I think that's also another part of just finding out what makes your ideal client tick in your niche. So is it video, written, or audio content? I feel like if you choose one to focus on first, the other can start to fall into place.
Yeah, exactly. So what would you say to a designer who's listening now and thinking, sure, specializing sounds great, but I'm barely getting clients now and niching is just going to limit me more?
Yeah, I would say one, I totally get it. I have been there. The feeling of cutting out, you know, a part of your leads or your pool, essentially, it's difficult. I remember getting to the point where I was looking at my business plan and cutting out beauty bloggers, beauty influencers, large scale spas and salons. That was a hard decision for me. So I would first say, I totally get it. The second thing I would say is, which would you rather have, a really shallow, wide net or a deep, narrow net? Because if you're casting a wide, shallow net, you might get a couple small fishes and they might keep you going for a couple of months. But that deep, narrow net of really pinpointing what you're targeting, that's where you get the big fish. And that's where you get the meat, which AKA is money. Hello.
Yeah.
What keeps us going is being able to pay rent and, you know, basically build our business. It's what really fuels our passion. So, you know, it's all about building your message. And just because you niche down does not mean that you can't take clients if they fit your business. Mm-hmm. It's all about the marketing side. When people talk about niching, it's about marketing the people who are going to listen and are going to be compelled to take action.
Yeah, definitely. Because you can always say yes to whoever comes your way, but niching is essentially kind of like internal marketing so that you know what you need to do next in order to get your dream clients.
Yeah, absolutely. And I talk about this with my clients too, because even licensed beauty professionals have to niche down or, you know, have some sort of specialty, because that's very compelling. If you're a blonde specialist or an acne specialist, that's very compelling to people. But that's not to say that if somebody walked in and needed anti-aging that you're going to say no. It's just about being able to communicate to the people who are ready to take action on a certain problem.
Exactly. So as mentioned, we work with skincare lines the most and wellness product-based businesses. So it's all e-commerce businesses, but we don't say no to someone who offers services and we think it's a good match.
Totally. Yeah. It's all about what works for you and being able to understand that a niche is not meant to limit you. It's just meant to be more powerful in your marketing.
Yeah. And did it help with ads as well?
Yeah, I would say so. My ads are really about retargeting. I don't just, you know, push them out to everybody. I definitely used to do that and wasted a whole lot of Facebook money. But it's all about, for me, retargeting people who have initially made contact with me so that they can see my face a couple more times, build a little bit more credibility and kind of get that ball rolling to get them to, you know, the complimentary call to discuss the services.
Yeah. So do you retarget people who were on your website already or who watched your video, or who do you retarget?
Yeah. So mostly it's going to be people who have interacted with my content before. I have done, you know, the website retargeting as well, but most of the time I just do some small retargeting ads on people who have routinely interacted with my content.
Yeah, that's perfect. So when you think about all your experiences as a freelancer and business owner, what are you most proud of?
I'm most proud of, one, being able to step back and course correct my business. There's been a couple times where I have felt like it was just a little bit overwhelming, like there there was a lot going on, but not a whole lot of, you know, profit at the end of the day, and being able to step back and course correct so that I don't essentially resent the business that I've built. I want to continue my passion. And then the other thing that I'm pretty proud of is being able to stand out in my market. My market is kind of saturated with coaches and people who can get you to six-figure esthetician or six-figure beauty professional. And I'm proud that I'm able to create a more specialized offering for people who really want to see visual differences. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what would you say that the difference is between you and all those coaches that offer vague results?
Yeah. So there is definitely a place for coaches. Absolutely. If you are someone who feels lost in your business, there is absolutely a place for getting a business coach. How I stand out in my market is I don't give coaching. I give strategy and I give design. That is all that I can give you is strategy, implementation, and actual visual design and branding. So that's how I'm different. I can't, you know, guarantee that you're going to make it to $1 million esthetician, but I can make sure that you have the things that you need in your marketing to scale.
Yeah, I totally understand. And do people ask you for marketing services as well? Like after they have a logo and website and colors, typography, all that, do they ask you, but can you also post on Instagram? Can you help us with ads and so on?
Yeah, so I do have that happen every once in a while. And that's kind of how I niched down my services even further, was kind of getting into those long-term relationships and feeling like, ooh, super overwhelmed. So I only offer the services that are listed on my website, but I have resources of other agencies or other people who are able to give you that, those long-term management, you know, packages. So it's not something that I can provide you, but I'm able to kind of connect with my network a little bit and get you somebody that's a good fit.
Yeah, that sounds perfect. And do you have any last thoughts on how designers can niche down and make more money in their business?
I would say that it doesn't have to be overnight. And it just doesn't have to be a hard and fast niching down. It can just be a slow burn of just being able to communicate to the clients that you want to take action and know that it's your business and you have the authority and power to change it in any way that works best for you. So that's really what I would lead with.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. Where can our listeners connect with you online, your website, social media, and anywhere else you might be?
Yeah. So I am on pretty much all social media platforms at faithelizabeth.marketing. I have lots of free marketing tips on YouTube, so I'd love your support there. It's totally free and worth every single penny, is what I usually say. And then you can also find me on faithelizabethmarketing.com. So thank you so much for having me today.
Thank you. And I hope our listeners are going to enjoy this episode.
Me too.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on The Profitable Graphic Designer. In addition to this podcast, we have created some amazing online courses to help you set up your business, get more clients, and scale to the income level you desire. If you need help developing your freelance portfolio so it stands out, if you want to learn how to create proposals new clients will say yes to, if you're still trying to figure out how much to charge for your services, and if becoming the go-to designer for your dream clients is your goal this year, then I invite you to enroll in my signature 12-week program, The Profitable Designer, or one of our other specialized online courses. To learn more about the programs and get started, visit AventiveAcademy.com. See you next time.